Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, says Facebook and its services screwed up, and it was his fault.
It's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy.
I'm Charlie Meyerson. This is the Chicago Public Square Newscast for the evening of April 10th, 2018. That's how Zuckerberg opened a long session before the U.S. Senate Tuesday afternoon. While he was testifying, Facebook stock closed with its best percentage gain in 2 years. Meanwhile, Facebook is making it easier for you to figure out whether your personal Facebook account has been compromised in the Cambridge Analytica breach, either because you personally fell into a trap or because your friends did. You can check easily by going to fb.chicagopublicsquare.com. As legal problems mount for President Trump and his personal lawyer, a bipartisan coalition of senators, including Charles Schumer of New York, is cautioning the president not to fire special counsel Robert Mueller.
Investigating your personal lawyer with a high standard to be met is certainly not an attack on our country. It is what America has always been about and still is, rule of law.
Louisiana's Republican Senator John Kennedy agrees.
This is painful, but we've got to finish it. I wish Mr. Mueller would go a little faster, but he needs to get the facts, report them to the American people, let the chips fall where they may. If somebody did something wrong, then he'd be held accountable, and I trust the American people to figure it out.
But the president's press secretary, Sarah Sanders, says the president believes he has the power to fire Mueller if he so chooses. Elsewhere on the high-tech outrage front, a few dozen protesters, including one dressed up as an Amazon Echo speaker, turned out at Chicago City Hall today to protest the secrecy surrounding Chicago's bid to serve as home to Amazon's HQ2. The Babies Before Bezos movement demands the subsidies the city tosses to Amazon be matched by investment in Chicago's neighborhoods. That's your update for Tuesday evening. More by email Wednesday morning at 10. Sign up at chicagopublicsquare.com. I'm Charlie Meyerson. This is Chicago Public Square.